Trumas chapter 8, Mishnah 11, Valzu Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and on both the cases in the two previous Mishnahs, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Zuhi Truma Shani Muzar Alea Milatama. These are not the cases. This is not the case where you are forbidden from making Truma impure. Ella Mila Achla. The only time you are forbidden from making Truma impure is where the Truma was edible. But if you can't eat the Truma, then there's no prohibition, says Rabbi Yeshua, against making it impure. And in the two previous Mishnahs, the oil was being absorbed into the ground. You couldn't eat it. And the other, in the case of the wine press, it was flowing down into the bottom vat. So you couldn't eat that, you couldn't drink that wine either. So there's no prohibition in making it impure, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua would say that you should either use an impure vessel or your impure hands to prevent the wine from flowing down into the lower vat, or to prevent the oil from seeping into the ground. Ubal tatama ketzad, and what is the case, says Rabbi Yeshua, of truma that you're not allowed to render unclean? So he brings an example. He says if you're traveling from place to place and you've got truma loaves of truma bread in your hands, and Amru Lo Nochri, a non-Jew, comes up and says to you, Tain li achas mahem va'atama, give me one of the loaves and I'll render it unclean by touching it with my hands. And if you don't give me one loaf that I will make impure when I touch it, I'm going to touch all of the loaves and make them impure. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so in this case Rabbi Eliezer says, Yatama es kulan, you have to let him touch all the loaves. You can't give him one. You can't actively give him one loaf which he will render impure. You've got to just leave him be, and he must then go and touch all the loaves and render them impure. But this is the case where Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, Yaniach lefanav achas mehem ala sela, you can put one loaf down on a rock. You still can't actively hand it to him, but you can, to the non-Jew, but you can put it down on a rock, and then he'll take it, and he'll make it impure. So this is the case, says Rabbi Yeshua, where you're not allowed to hand over you're not allowed to hand over the loaf directly to him. You've still got to put it down on a rock. You're not allowed to render the truma impure. Even though he says that you have to, that he disagrees with the Rabbi Eliezer, says you're not allowed to do nothing. You do something, but you still can't hand it directly over to him.